Tablet 3. With overcoming the fear of suffering for the kingdom of heaven, they will reach a point where they will understand that the cause of all this suffering is the lack of righteousness. They will start to hunger and thirst after righteousness, Matthew 5:6. These are the ones who start to set an example for others by their personal conduct. They understand that the only way to establish the kingdom of heaven within and without is self-sacrifice and selflessness. These are the ones who shall be filled, from Matthew 5:6. However, the pitfall in this stage is that these people might become corrupt themselves. It is hard to withstand the power of Maya, especially since they have gained enough knowledge by now to be able to easily exploit others by doing evil things or by false teachings, doctrine of Nicolaitans. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, evil doers and false teachers, Revelation 2:15. However, whoever overcomes this pitfall will overcome the power of the lower self, which is the power of the first three chakras over the soul, and he will enter into the fourth chakra. The first three chakras are related to the worldly desires, Maya. He will be given to eat of the hidden manna, nectar, will be given a white stone, purified consciousness, and in the stone a new name written, the Word, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. It is within you. Revelation 2:17. With this achievement, the death of the false ego is complete. Riding the black horse equals death of the false ego.